This is Exclusivia.
Renowned exercise physiologist Dr. Niels Vollard explains that fitness levels, not obesity, are actually the biggest indicator of health. So it's very possible to be skinny and still have elevated health risks.
There are different problems with not being active enough. And one of them is that people gain weight, and being overweight or obese is the new normal. There are more people who are obese or overweight than people who have a healthy weight. And that's an issue, but it's two separate issues. The first one is it's a health issue and will put you at risk of heart disease, diabetes, etc. And people obviously don't want to get those diseases. So great if you can lose some weight and reduce that risk. But for a lot of people, it's actually more of an aesthetic problem. People don't like to be overweight because they want to go to the beach and wear a swimsuit and look great. So most people would go on a diet before they go on holiday, and they lose a bit of weight, and if they feel better and they look better, and then when they come back from holiday, they start eating again. So the longer term prospect of you might get increased risk of certain diseases is usually not enough to put people off gaining weight, whereas the shorter term, well, I want to look good type problem is enough to put a lot of people on a diet. It is important not to be overweight or obese for your health, but it's not as important as most people seem to think. There are very strong data that suggest that your fitness levels are way more important for your future health than your body weight. As an example, a large study, about 15,000 people or so, were followed up over a certain number of years, and they looked at the change in body weight and the change in fitness levels. And then they were followed up for another 15 years or so, and they looked at how many of these people died or how many of these people got certain diseases like heart disease. And you would have thought that the people who initially, the initial part of the study would have lost weight would be the people who would be healthier and therefore be at lower risk of dying or getting certain diseases. And that wasn't the case at all. No matter whether you lost weight or gained weight, that risk remained the same. And that was completely different for the fitness levels. The people who managed to gain fitness reduced their chances of dying or getting heart disease. People who reduced their fitness levels were at a much higher risk of dying and getting certain diseases like heart disease. So fitness as a marker of health is much more important than body weight. And I realize that most people would like to lose weight, but it is much more important for people to gain fitness. And that is just not something that is advertised enough. Healthcare systems are putting all the focus on body weight, whereas they should put all their focus on fitness levels. Does it do anything? The HIIT sessions, does it do something for your body weight? Maybe. It's actually really difficult to study, because for the studies that we do, we have to tell people we'd like you to keep your lifestyle as similar as possible for the duration of the study, except for the exercise sessions. Because if people would also go on a diet and think, I'm in the study and I'm going to get fitter, I might as well also go on a diet and lose weight, then we don't know whether the changes that we see are because of the exercise sessions or because of the diet. So we tell people just to eat the same as what you always do and do the same as what you always do. And that makes it difficult to study weight loss, because we know that the high intensity interval training sessions that we recommend affect your appetite. It actually reduces your appetite, which is the exact opposite of what you get with moderate intensity training that is recommended. If you go for a half an hour brisk walk, you'll stimulate your appetite, you'll be hungry, you eat more, and therefore you take in the calories that you've just burned. With high intensity interval training, it's the opposite. You get less hungry, so you'll likely eat less, which means that you might lose weight because of that, even though the exercise sessions themselves are very short and don't actually burn that many calories. So theoretically, yeah, there might be a good reason why you would be able to stick to a diet, for example, better if you do this type of exercise. But from a science perspective, we haven't shown it yet, because we've never asked people to just eat whatever they want. We've always told people to stick to their regular diet, just because that's the way science works. We can't do it any other way just yet.